From Kilskerry, County Tyrone, we present Let the Bible Speak. Here to let the Bible speak for the next 15 minutes is Gospel Minister and Evangelist, the Reverend Ivan Foster.
Hello everyone, welcome to our program. We're delighted you've joined us as once again we gather around the Word of God. We will be playing an extract from a sermon that I preached a little while ago, entitled The Danger in Delay, based upon the words of Proverbs, chapter 6, verse 10 and 11. Yet a little sleep, a little slumber, a little folding of the hands to sleep, so shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. This is a gospel message warning men and women not to put off the day of salvation. We offer the tape free. If you'd like to have a copy, just contact us. We'd be glad to send it to you. We're also, of course, offering copies of the new edition of our Let the Bible Speak magazine. It's a good edition filled with instructive articles on the birth, the incarnation of the Lord Jesus. Please send for it. As I said, it's free. And then let me invite you to the final meetings in our mission in Kilskerry. As I said this morning, we've had good attendance, good prayer meetings, good preaching, good singing. So won't you come and join with us as we gather around the Word of God? Now we're going to read from Luke's Gospel, the chapter 24. We're continuing our study, which we began last week, in pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. We read from Luke chapter 24 last week, quite a lengthy portion of it. I'm not going to do that this week. I'm going to concentrate on the words that we will be particularly looking at in our study. In Luke chapter 24, you have the two disciples on the road to Emmaus, much downcast at the events that they had witnessed, the crucifixion of the Lord Jesus, his death, and his burial. And they were in great confusion. And as they were going away from Jerusalem, the Saviour himself, we are told, drew near to them and talked to them. And during his talking to them, here is what we read he said. Verse 25, Then he said unto them, O fools, and slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have spoken, ought not Christ to have suffered these things, and to enter into his glory? And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. May God bless this brief reading of his word. We'll be returning to it. But first of all, let's have the extract from that sermon, The Danger in Delay. Please send for the sermon. Listen to the extract.
The salvation of the soul ought to be our chief priority. We ought to seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. First. We ought not to allow other pressures to push us away from this priority. A little slumber, a little sleep. I'll get saved next week. There's things I have to do this week. Things I have to attend to. I wonder how often I have heard men use the excuse, women use the excuse, I'd like to come to your meetings, but you know I just haven't time, I'm so busy. What an eternity awaits those who discover that they were too busy to attend unto Christ and be saved. Those who are occupied with carelessness do not notice the approach of danger. Those who are slumbering and sleeping, they don't notice the approach of poverty. That's why the Lord says in verse 11, So shall thy poverty come as one that travelleth, and thy want as an armed man. Just as a traveller can arrive at your door at any time. We have in Ulster a wonderful sequence of events when the doorbell rings or the telephone rings. We look around us and we direct a question to the person nearest to it, and we say, I wonder who that can be. I've often thought that's a most peculiar question, because they don't know who it is. You don't know who it is, and you can wonder for an hour and never find out, whereas if you go to the door, you'll find out immediately. But just as a traveller can come, and your thoughts be disturbed by the sudden, unexpected ringing of the bell, so God says to the sluggard, so shall your poverty come when you weren't expecting it. Like an armed man. Well, now, that's one thing a robber never does. He never announces his approach. He doesn't send you notice of his coming. It most definitely is an unexpected thing. And that's what the Lord says. Poverty will come upon the sluggard as an armed man. Well, the parallel in the gospel is just the same. Those who are occupied with carelessness and with a rejecting of the gospel for a little while, those who are saying, look, I'm content and I'm happy and I'm peaceful and I feel so well in my sin and I'm just going to leave it there for a little while, damnation will come as an armed man. Unexpectedly. If you're wrapped up in the cotton wool of your own contentment, you'll not see danger coming. But it's coming to you just the same.
Let's take up again our subject, pictures of Christ in the Old Testament. Now, we have commenced our study of this subject here in Luke chapter 24, a New Testament portion, because we want to show you, dear listener, that we can indeed expect to find the Lord Jesus Christ displayed to us in the Old Testament. Listen to the words of the Lord Jesus as they are recorded for us in verse 27 of Luke chapter 24. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. Now, last week, I said that Christ is to be found everywhere in the Scriptures. And, of course, this is true. We quoted some verses from John 5:39, Peter, as he spoke, in Acts 10:43, and Paul in Acts 26, verses 22 and 23. We wanted to show you, and I hope that we managed to do that, that from the earliest days, man was given a revelation of the Lord Jesus Christ. That's what the Bible is all about. The oldest prophecy concerning the return of the Lord Jesus is one made by Enoch. The words of the prophecy are actually recorded in Jude, that last book of the Bible but one, verse 14 of Jude. And Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of these, saying, behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000s of his saints. That clearly teaches us, you know, that the Old Testament saints had instruction given them concerning the Lord Jesus, not only concerning his first coming, but concerning his second coming. It is a foolish notion to think that the Old Testament saints had their minds shrouded in darkness concerning the Lord Jesus. You recall what Job said. Now, Job lived in the days before Abraham. Here's what Job had to say in verse 25 of Job 19. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh shall I see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another, though my reins be consumed within me. Now here's a man living before there was a written revelation of God, and yet he says, I know that my Redeemer liveth. And, he says, what's more, I know he will stand upon the earth in the latter days, and I shall see him, for I shall be raised from the dead, even though After I die, I'm laid in the earth, and my body corrupts away and returns to dust, yet shall I see God. It was by this means, this revelation of Christ, that the Old Testament people were saved. Could I state very clearly here that the means by which the Old Testament sinner was converted were exactly the same as the means by which you will be converted today? The Old Testament saints were told, although they didn't know his name would be Jesus, they were told a Redeemer is coming into the world to save sinners. And so faith in the revelation given of God unto men of his Son was the means of the Old Testament saint becoming a believer. There's no difference, you know, between the Old Testament and the New Testament revelation. The substance is the same, the subject is the same. The only difference, I say, is in degree and detail. You can buy a map that's 12 inches by 12 inches, on which is given the outline of this island. Or you can buy a map which is, when it is spread out, maybe 5 foot by 5 foot. And the difference between the two maps is not that they show two different islands. No, they show the same island. But the bigger one gives you more details about the island. And the New Testament gives you more detail about the Lord Jesus. Oh, he is to be found in the Old Testament. We maybe have to look a little harder just to see him, but he's there. And that is what makes the reading of the Old Testament exciting and interesting. Finding Christ in the Scriptures. The Lord Jesus, and we read this to you last week in John chapter 5, the verse 39, said, "Search the Scriptures." You have to do a little searching. "Go search the Scriptures, saith our Lord. They testify of me. 'Tis truth's eternal great record, from every error free. There my eternal Godhead shines with bright refulgent rays. There beam Jehovah's great designs from everlasting days. There the great gospel scheme behold, chief of the works of God, replete with grace and love untold, and pardon bought with blood. There's balm to heal the wounds of sin, on life's fair tree it grows, and blood to wash your garments in, from Jesus' side it flows." The Old Testament reveals the Lord Jesus. Please join with me Monday evening after Monday evening as we do a little searching for those pictures of Christ that are to be found in the Old Testament. Do remember the closing nights of our mission in Kilskerry, and come and join with us. God bless you.
Thank you for listening. If we can be of any further spiritual help to you, or if you would like us to send you some free gospel literature, we invite you to write to us. Additionally, Mr. Foster would welcome your comments or questions on the messages here on Let the Bible Speak. Our mailing address is Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. That is, Let the Bible Speak, the Reverend Ivan Foster, Old Junction Road, Kilskerry, County Tyrone, BT78 3RN. You may hear Mr. Foster preach each Lord's Day here in Kilskerry at 11:30 a.m. and 7:30 p.m. For further information, you may phone us at 028-8956-1564. That is 028-8956-1564. We assure you of a warm welcome at all the services here, and look forward to having you come and visit with us. Once again, thank you for listening. May the Lord bless his word to your heart and enable you to tune in again as we let the Bible speak.